Blog Talk. Hello and welcome to Awakenings. That was Bliss by Yogini, which is can be found in iTunes or Sounds True. And of course, if you are a regular listener, you heard her before on Awakenings Radio. Wonderful meditative song there. Wonderful piece of music as well. So hello all of you in the chat, the sacred space of empowerment, welcome and love, light and wisdom, and welcome with lots of yummy love as well to all listening via iTunes and the archives and those listening live from cosmic dimensions. It's great to connect in with you. And I want to thank Richard Footit, who actually gave Awakenings its first home, and we've expanded, of course, to Blog Talk and some other avenues. So it's a little shout out there. And hello, Divine Mystic in the chat, and everyone else as well. So if you have just surfed in to Awakenings, tuned in, or just surfing the internet and happen to find yourself here, as many people do, a lot of times, first time listener participants and first-time callers. Awakenings Radio, we're really grounding the individual and collective shift that is occurring, and really acting as a support and a community for information and insight in this individual and collective shift. And so it's a place where you can find a lot of various information that can assist you on your life path and bring more understanding, and also assist and chronicle the stages of awakening and the various forms of the awakening that's happening. As many of you know, it happens in many shifts, and as you look back, you can see that some of the shifts started when you were quite young, perhaps. Some are shifting in ways that seem like little waves, and others a little bit of a tidal wave, some tsunami, some little earthquakes, some little tremors, some huge earthquakes. So everybody's awakening is a little bit different, but yet there are some basic qualities to it and focuses to it and outcomes. And so awakenings, we really like to ground that reality, ground that process of awakening in a way that it's tangible and relatable and, most important, shareable, that we can share it. And we host dialogues of spiritual teachers, healers, conscious experts, visionaries, mystics, poets, authors, metaphysicians, spiritually minded people, and progressive thinkers in their own fields that are waking up or are awake and awakening more and revealing and reflecting their awakening through their way of being in the world. Awakenings is also a timely relaying of essential information, insights, inspiration, and tools for transformation and spiritual unfoldment. And one thing I find that's really important, Awakenings is part of the converging flow which means it's deemed, well, actually came into being from the spiritual hierarchy, but it's also assisting in this flow that is taking place where we're really in the coming together phase. Now, it may not look like this. It may look like that there's a lot of separating out and a lot of people going into different opposing. You see a lot of polarity in the mainstream consciousness or the race consciousness or mainstream part of our world, if you will. And that, yes, that is going on and that will continue to go on, especially as we have astrologically, we have, Uranus going into Aries. Also with this Pluto in Capricorn, and as Saturn goes back into Libra, you're going to see a lot of these opposing forces or extremities. It's also a bit of a outpicturing or result of the Pluto in Sag is another way of reflecting that. So, but there is a movement of coming together as well. So in a way, some are holding the space for the pulling apart or the extremities or the extreme focus, the fanaticism, the us and them, the good and bad, the evil doer and the the wrongdoer and the right doer. So there is that holding that space of that on the outside. But there are many of us that have come in from the converging flow, which started around 1987, 88, where there is this coming together. There is a unification that is also happening. And that is actually will be more predominant after the extreme focus or the polarization. And ultimately what it is that we will have less polarization moving out of the dual plane, moving out of experience expression from contrast or from heavy contrast. The contrast will simply be preferences or difference of opinions, but not that my opinion is the right opinion and your opinion is the wrong opinion. So we're really moving out of that dual plane, moving out of expression and experience of a polarity level. But until that happens, you may see a heightened, situations, and even within yourself, that one part of you wants to go in one direction, another part wants to go in another direction or has another realization. Or you may be seeing this with other people or, politics is another realm that this is playing out, anything that's institutionalized or structurized. So what does that mean for us in our own individual awakening? Let's see. We'll get a question in the chat room. I get to that, Monopoly. That's a good question. What this means for us is look for the schisms within ourselves. I mean, if we're in the land of spirit and connecting to our soul template, there will be a lot of paradoxes in our life. It's like the vegan that wears leather, okay, whatever. The aesthetic that also likes, yeah, they're an aesthetic, they're a Buddhist monk, but they're wearing, $500 cashmere, so it happens. And that's fine. Resting in that center of that where, why do I do this, but I also like this? Why do I like peace and quiet, but I also like riding a motorcycle? Okay. So, or Harley, though that's not what I'm talking about, but I'm talking about the disparities within yourself when you're the us and them, or this is right and this is wrong, the heavy judgment. Look for where is that in your life right now? Where is that within you right now? Are the shadow parts of you being integrated? Really important right now to integrate the shadow. There's a lot of shadow material. There's been shadow material. I mean, that's part of the play of consciousness of our human dance here, but it's been heightened, the awareness of it, because we're moving into the space of more transparency and more authenticity and more self-expression for how we really are, who and how we really are. So look for, and it's not always the bad or the negative or the non-life enhancing. Sometimes the shadow material might be someone that's always in the background position, but they need to be more in the foreground. Or someone that's the editor that now needs to embrace they really love to be the writer also. So you're going to be moving into the space where there's more and, we, both. Instead of this or that or only this or A or B, it's going to be A and B. This and that. I like to do this and that. So again, moving out of the either or into more of the and consciousness and awareness, which is moving more into the realm of the spirit and soul. So Monopoly just asked, 1987, such a big year. Yes, the harmonic convergence. So the harmonizing that took place during the harmonic convergence began the tipping point of people coming together to unify more. So we went to the extreme of separating out. So it's not that we're going to lose our individuality. It's just that we're also going to be celebrating and connecting more into our unity. How can I use my individuality to help others or uplift others? Or how can I have my individual expression of God or the all that is, and you also have that, and we do it in harmony, even if we have a difference of preference or opinion. How do we harmonize? Metaphysically and esoterically, it's also called harmony through conflict. So we're moving out of the, you know, conflict, if you look back in the past, many times was about separating out or getting the individual needs met and wants met, whether it was an individual person or an individual group or company or, you know, an individual, you know, state or an individual country. Now it's more about the harmonizing. How do we harmonize? How do we bring this unification together? And this is the realm of the soul. This is moving less from the ego, so that the ego personality becomes fused with the soul and becomes an extension or extenuation from the soul, and so that we're living more soul-aligned and spirit-led. So it is an amazing time to be around and amazing time to connect in with your gifts, your talents, your understanding of things, and share that. You know, instead of one pie, there's going to be a lot of different pies, a lot of different ways of sharing what we have. And Enlightenment Pleases says a lot of freedom, like the shadow. Yeah, so if you're feeling more restricted in your life, or if you've set up a life situation for yourself where there's a lot of restriction, though that can be good. You know, sometimes restriction or it holds your energy in place, but is there too much restriction and cutting off the life flow? Do you need more unstructured time or more creative time? So those are some of the questions also to ask yourself as well. You hear my little crickets chirping. I also want to let everyone know that if you would like to call in for questions or comments, the number is 347-539-5122. And that's 347-539-5122 for questions or comments. And if you have questions or comments in the chat, that's great. Appreciate that. If you're a guest and you would like to interact in the chat room, all you need to do is register, and that's just your name and email, and it'll be at the bottom of the chat box. It says sign in or register. And so you're able to interact. Otherwise, you can just listen as a guest as well, which is great to have all of you here listening as well. So we have a great, great guest, part of the Awakenings family, I'd like to say, back with us, that many of you know of. Oh, and just before I get into bringing our guests online, if you do have a question or comment, press 1 on the keypad, and then I will know that you have a question or comment. I do see people on the switchboard already with the 1 press, because you're alerting me that you have a question or comment, and we will get into that more at the bottom of the hour. Okay, wanted to just get that all kind of squared away. And yes, so Sheila Z. Sterling is with us, and she has amazing story of her awakening and succession of awakenings and what she's been doing with this awakened state. Shelizzie Sterling is author of books and music on joyous living. She's actually a true visionary of our time. She was hand-chosen by Al Gore for the Climate Project, and Sheila is an expert on intentional wellness, energy healing. She's a professional intuitive and works with people to understand the underlying causes of problems in their life. She assists others in increasing energy, joy, and effectiveness in their life. She's also the Southern Nevada Coordinator for IONS, which we all know is Institute of Noetic Sciences, Bridging Science and Consciousness, and she holds monthly meetings as IONS in Las Vegas. She's also the founder of the Open Wisdom Institute, a safe and sacred space for all to embrace their own evolution. And Shelizzie Sterling has channeled books and CDs, one of which is Reading the Language of the Cosmos, which is a yearly astrological energy guide for everyone to know the upcoming energies and how they may affect. And she's also channeled Sounds of the Soul, the channeled angelic tones that have helped accelerate the healing process for countless of people. And she also has the intentional wellness book, Create Your Optimal Life Now. And the Thank God I, she's a contributing author along with Bernie Siegel, Janet Atwood, and Dr. D. Martini, and more. So give a warm welcome to Awakenings to Sheila Z. Sterling. Hello, Sheila.
Hello. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. I am just... In the flow of the changes.
Yes, in the flow of the changes. I caught the last part of the segment of what you were talking about judgment, and it's really amazing that we are really in that energy of being asked, and people are coming into our lives that are becoming such catalysts, and we're really being given the opportunity, I think, to realize that it's just not our job to judge another. You know, that no one is walking in anybody else's path. So from our view and from where we're looking at what we see, we still really are not walking in somebody else's shoes. Thank goodness. So I just wanted to say I love that subject. It's such an interesting and dynamic subject right now.
It is, and I like the way that you say that we're really not walking in their shoes because we don't see or know all of them or all the parts, right?
Correct. Yeah, and a lot of people are coming in as catalysts for us. So if somebody does something that would normally cause some people to want to judge or say, how could you do that? Now, in the awakened state that we're all becoming aware enough to know that we sort of go stand in the mirror and say, how has this triggered you? How has this benefited you, and how has this encouraged you to grow? And leave the rest alone.
You know, what's interesting too, a lot of that I see with the shadow material. A lot of people think that it's something that's, if somebody's angry, then you must be angry. Well, not necessarily. You know, it's not always reflecting something that is, what we would deem negative.
Right.
And I'm thinking of this because I had a client last week that actually very, very good executive assistant, travels all over the world, but was really upset with the boss. I mean, it was just some interesting stuff going on. And I kept hinting. I kept saying, maybe you want to do something like this. Oh, no. I'm great at, doing this. I'm great at organizing. I'm great at putting things together. I'm great at the events. Yet they have studied all this stuff, had a stint way back when as a public speaker, and finally realized, I'm upset because I'm not living my full potential. There's no reason. And plus, the thing that they were helping this person with is something that they can also do themselves. And they kind of had a little confession to me, Sheila. They said, and I think I could do it better. And I said, well, better is your way. However you do it, it's better for you. But that was the call for this individual to step out and say, you know what? That's my shadow. I want to do this. I want to be doing this in the world. So, yeah, interesting times, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And just creating opportunities because in reality, our shadows are, it's really light that is just to be embraced.
Yeah, and what's not aware of, right?
Yeah, you don't know what you don't know. And then when you know it, it's like, whoa. So, it's
what is yet to be seen by us. Yeah, it's amazing times. On a soul level, where more of the soul wants to come through and express through us, which is, I think
that's what this a lot of this is all about on a more esoteric or on a more vibrational level. We as a society have become so wrapped up in really what is the mundane, which is okay, but I think now we're really coming into the part where a lot of people are experiencing what I call a falling away. People are losing relationships, they're losing their jobs, they're losing their home, they're losing everything. And in the end, when you are standing, what is it you're standing in? So a lot of people might feel, you know, they get really upset and they act out. But the truth is, you're being asked to stand in who you are. You're being asked to stand in truth and integrity and go forth. And when your heart opens and you become grateful for the moment that you're at right then, all kinds of opportunities begin to open up for you. All kinds.
Now, Sheila, what do you feel this falling away is about? Which, you know, metaphysically it's been talked of this time forever, the great falling away or moving away. What do you feel that this is the purpose of the falling away?
Well, we've all been talking about the new paradigm for a long time. And we've
been
talking about
the new way.
And everyone's excited. But what a lot of people don't realize, did you think that this change was going to be simple? Do you think that birth is ever really easy? So this paradigm shift is really about being shoved into the birth canal of a new way of being. I would want to use the phrase, it's almost like a double-edged sword because we are being pushed to the birth canal to come out in a more peaceful, centered, and synchronized way as a human being. And yet, there has never been a time in the history of this planet, can you hear that? Did you hear that? Uh-oh.
I'm back. Let me know if this sounds better. Some people were saying that the phones, it sounded like some strange noises on the line.
Yeah.
So let me know how now it sounds okay.
It's okay now. I don't know what happened.
Okay. So those in the chat, please reboot and then you'll have sound. I don't know what happened, but I could hear you, Sheila, but you couldn't hear me.
Oh, right. Well, what I heard was a very loud, kind of almost like a horn noise.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Here I was talking about the other side of the sword is the world right now being in peril. And we're all also being asked to stand up, to stand up as beings of like almost like spiritual warriors, to stand in integrity, but also to stand for what's happening globally in our future. So it's a big job we have ahead of us here.
It is. And that kind of dovetails into that you are, the work that you're doing with Al Gore. Tell us a bit about that, because that definitely has to do with standing up to our future and the environment that we not only live in, but are a part of as well.
Oh, absolutely. And as everybody is beginning to understand a lot more now, is that how we are in our own personal life, what we put out, our thoughts, our feelings, is reflected in Mother Earth. Did you see the Avatar movie? Probably every one of the listeners have seen it. It's like that. We are all connected, and what we think and feel and how we behave in our life and how we go forth in our life really does affect everything. And, I think I've told before, it was an amazing story when I was thinking about putting together the all-day intentional wellness, which is really kind of a channel, a download. I was at a weekend conference, a sound healing conference, because I'm a sound healer, in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I was an alternate speaker, but they wouldn't allow us to speak, and they wouldn't even introduce us. And I thought, whoa, what is going on? Mm-hmm. That night, I had the download of that whole experience that I now, you know, put on two or three times a year. And when I got home, I thought, well, what am I going to do? I really have no idea how to put on a presentation. And I opened up my computer, and there was a letter from Al Gore saying, congratulations, I've chosen you to be one of the Climate Project presenters. And I thought, well, if this isn't Spirit saying you are on the right trail, come on down to Tennessee. And, you know. So I became a Climate Project presenter. And I weave it in with whatever I do. I do presentations, and we'll go places and do presentations. There's no fee. I do it for schools or corporations or anybody. And it's very important for people, everyone, to know what's going on in the world and to know what's true and what's not true. And it's increasingly becoming more and more important for all of us. So I am very proud to be a Climate Project presenter, and it goes along with what I do. I'm a cellular specialist, as you know, and we've just come to that time in history. You know, science is really beginning to even understand the connection between the brain and the immune system, and that we are now, it's really important that we do address the correlation between emotions and what we call dis-ease. Because we know the mind-body connection is really the critical point in our health and our wellness. And to that effect, I have some great news I'd love to share.
Yes.
I have the Open Wisdom Institute and Intentional Wellness Experience, but I'm going to have an umbrella company called Life Solutions. So I'm kind of putting it all together. And the Intentional Wellness, you know, is a way to emotional clarity. And so it's kind of all coming together. It's exciting times. And so there's so much for everybody to really look forward to. And a lot of people, I understand, they're kind of, like you were saying, embracing the shadow. What am I going to do? What's going to happen? And people are leaning into this fear. And I invite people to take a breath and pull yourself out of the fear and replace that word with opportunity. What is your opportunity in the world right now? For some people, it's, well, I have a clean slate. I now no longer have a relationship. I now no longer have a position with a company where I'm tied in. What is my creative desire? What is in my heart? What can I now give to society? And what can I create? And in that creation, you'll find your whole new opportunity in your path in life.
And Sheila, to me, you bring up a good point, because the new, to some degree, the new I guess I would say careers have a very strong service helping others modality to some level or giving back somehow. There is some type of either relaying of information, upliftment, insight, inspiration, assistance on the path. You know, many people are calling themselves trailblazers, whether it's, you know, a new economy or a new way of working in the world or new workforce. And I think that's so important that people really realize that with, well, am I choosing something that's also assisting others, and so that I'm having that ultimate, you know, fulfillment as well.
Absolutely.
Right? And perhaps not even limiting oneself to one thing as well.
A lot of people are really standing up and saying multiple streams of income, but besides that, multiple ways to help the planet and multiple ways, you know, a lot of people are now donating more of their time to helping animals, to helping in rescue, and to looking for ways that they can really get involved and give back. And that really is the key for those people who are feeling down and depressed and a little desperate of what's happening. Pick yourself up and get out there. Start by volunteering. You never know where your opportunity is going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
And in the giving, believe me, the universe and spirit will make sure that there is a receiving there as well. So it's really an opening. You never know where it's going to come from.
That's so true. I can think some of the life-changing events that I've had or wonderful opportunities were because I was giving or helping someone, assisting someone on their path, and then something ended up coming from that, you know, sometimes months later, and I'm like, really? This coming from that? Or, you know, you never know. But I really do feel there is that call. And you definitely, I have answered that call. You're definitely answering that soul call, really putting yourself out there to be of assistance in quite a few ways, you know, which is wonderful. You've got kind of a diverse training and background, so you're not limiting yourself, it looks like.
Yeah, it's really expanded, and thank you. And, of course, you know, in about 10, 11 years ago now when I was kind of hit in the head in a car accident and my airbags didn't deploy. So it's been a long road back, and I'm back and giving back. And it's just like a reawakening, and apparently a lot of people on the planet are having this reawakening. You don't have to be hit. You don't have to have anything happen. The falling away is very representative of that, of loss and turning the loss into gain in looking at how it's actually benefited your life and how you can now give back. So, yeah, I am diverse, and it's fun, but everything I do is for health and wellness, for people, for you. My card says raising the consciousness of humanity, and because it's all about the vibration and it's all about lifting ourselves to I don't want to use the word higher, but a different perspective on how life really is unfolding and how we are a part of all of this beautiful unfolding of this new paradigm that's coming in. So it's pretty exciting. And, you know, in the face of adversity, genius is born.
That's right. That's what I keep, you know, I'm seeing that, and my guides as well saying the same thing, you know, that, and you call this falling away, but there is a new way being created. And I think people need to connect in with that, just because the old, you know, remember at one point we had horse and buggies, and then we had cars, you know, and I'm sure there were a lot of people that didn't want to get out of their horse because they thought, oh, that car, that metal thing is not going to last, you know, or people move to various lands to do things, or the creations or inventions or innovations that people, you know, over the years that we've come up with. So I think, you know, do you think more people are going to connect into this energy, this kind of pioneering energy, Sheila? And also, the second part of that question, how do you feel people can connect more into that?
Well, I really do, and it's funny because so many people have had a falling away. What do you do if you work for a company for all of your life and all of a sudden it's not there anymore? All of a sudden, you're faced with a huge dilemma. Do you go in a downward spiral, or do you pick yourself up and become the pioneer and really start to think, okay, now, what do I really want to do? So a lot of people are being really pushed into that pioneer spirit because the alternative to that is not very attractive. And so it's important, every single being, it's inherent in our body to be a pioneer. It's in every cell of our fiber to be the scientist, to want to find out, to want to do more, to want to do better, to want to help people. It's part of human nature, of good human nature, and it's part of our evolution and our growth. And we've just come to that time of the evolution on this planet that we are all, every single person now is at being asked to step up. Now, if you're in, like you and I are sort of in this awakening movement, so our whole world is like that. But I talk to a lot of people that look at me like I'm speaking another language. They're like, well, what are you talking about and where are you from?
Exactly.
And it's like, you know, it's like, well, what do you mean? Everybody's in this. Maybe you just haven't been touched yet, but everyone's in it.
Yeah, exactly. That's true. That's a good way to put everyone's in it. So you might as well, you know, start looking around. And that's why I think, too, the leaders that we all are, and many of us with similar consciousness around the globe are, it's up to us to be those, not only seed planters, but to show the way by getting the support to step forward, step into our empowerment, those new forms, those new ways of being, those new, career, stepping forward and not saying, I had someone ask me the other day, oh, well, that's what I want to do really isn't, it's not a career. And I'm like, well, what do you mean it's not a career? Well, I don't know. What would you call it? And I'm like, who cares what you call it? And this person was getting paid for what they were doing. And they said, well, I don't know what to call it. I said, you know what? Obviously, it's working. So you'll figure the name out later. But, it's
right. Yeah.
The way they were weaving.
Yeah, do what you love. I mean, even people who are helping people, there's a whole new bunch of careers coming up, just people that know how to use this social media, what they call it.
Yeah.
I mean, where they were just sort of always in the computer doing it, now they're finding so many people, I have to raise my hand and say I'm one of them, aren't very astute at it and have to call on people that know what they're doing and say, could you please help me? I mean, there are new careers popping up every day where there was really not compensation for people that knew how to work Facebook or knew how to work Twitter or whatever. And now there's all these people that are schooled in it and very good at it. It was just a hobby. And now all of a sudden they're saying, well, I don't know what to call it, but I could help. And it's being welcomed with open arms. I'm one of those people. There's all kinds of little missions being created.
That's right. That's right. I love that. The missions. That's right. They're missions being created before our eyes. Got some people on the phone line, and so let's Sheila connect in. Hello, 914-813. You're on Awakenings.
Hi. How are you?
Great. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Jamal.
Hi, Jamal. Did you have a question or a comment for a guest?
Yeah, I wanted to find out if you can possibly connect with any, angels or anything that can, sort of cut cords. Can you do something like that?
Yes, in my private practice, I actually do things like that. I was known as kind of the angel connector, and the music, angel connection and cutting cords are similar but different. So if you're having, is something happening energetically where you feel you need some...
wondering if you could quickly cut a certain cord of a relationship, kind of.
A relationship cord. Relationship cords are interesting. I actually have an obsidian what I call an obsidian blade. It's actually a volcanic blade that I use in my private practice. But if you want to, for a moment, close your eyes, okay?
Yep.
And if you envision like an obsidian, I usually use this as it's a very powerful, very healing, but very protective stone. And you picture it as like a curved blade, like a crescent moon. And if that were moving upward and around your crown area and down all around your body, envision this. And you can take your hands and kind of brush off. And very sternly, maybe not on the phone, but when you get off, you say, that which does not belong to me, be gone. That's just one way you can start to cut cords. If there's been a relationship, there may be, you know, some emotional cords that you may not be willing to cut yet. So you need to look at that.
Right.
But physically starting to cut cords is a very, very good idea. If I'm in the Las Vegas area, feel free to contact me through my website. I'd be happy to work with you on that. I do angelic meditations and also angelic connection.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Well, you know what's interesting, too, on that note, and the caller for calling in, is because it's all astral, which is the emotional. And so we've got to clear, right, the sticky glue. We've got to clear the sticky glue to
exactly.
Fly. Go ahead. I was
just going to say that it is all emotional. And it's funny, I had something happen to me. I just had one of my intentional wellness experience days, and I was talking to a group of women who were all entrepreneurial, supposedly very wonderfully like-minded group. And I said, you know, who wants to be successful? Of course, everyone says, yes, in this year, and it was yay. And I said, now, does everybody realize that your physical success is directly tied to your emotional state and success? And you know that there was about 50 women in the room, and you should have seen the energy. It folded off on itself and left the room, and I was absolutely floored. The E word, the emotional word, absolutely every person in that room almost went into fear. And so it's really time we have to kind of push that aside and say, wait a minute, this is you. Your emotion is you, and your subconscious is running the boat. And it's the emotional body that is now stepping up and needing to be healed, which is one of the things that's really being triggered with what's going on today. And that's what my intentional wellness experience is all about. We actually do the work in this 7-hour workshop. And that's why, because once you gain an understanding and have kind of a pathway or a methodology to do this work, and you can do it with yourself, it's really important. But I've noticed a lot of people do have resistance. It's like, emotion? I don't want to talk about emotion. You know, I just...
But you are the energy in motion.
Yeah.
Right. Give me that pill. Give me that. Or let me do anything else but focus on the emotional aspect, that I am. You know, let me get into the mental realm, but you know, it's a filter. It's like a little highway. Some people's highway is a little more littered, it's a little
well,
more.
That's true. Well, and the more you've been in the world, you've been in the world of finance or banking, or a lot of people who are in careers, very left brain, and it's comfortable there because you allow yourself to be pulled out of your feeling and emotion. So when things happen, you're falling away, all of a sudden, you're left standing there with yourself. And a lot of people aren't really looking at this as what a fabulous opportunity. Because, to say, oh, I don't want to deal with this. Well, who else is going to deal with it? You either pass it back or you pass it on. You either embrace your emotional state, and it's like going back to school. You find a way, you get some information, you gain knowledge and wisdom on how to have all the cells working with you, all the emotional states working with you. And as soon as you gain that understanding, it's like it evaporates. Your emotional traumas sort of begin to just unfold, unravel, and what you're left with is the blessing that was meant to be there in the first place.
And explain that, Sheila, that pass it back or pass it on. And, you know, explain that a bit more for
about,
our listeners.
You know, about 7% of our communication is verbal. Mm-hmm. Everything else is really has to do with wave and vibration and energy. When someone, you know, we feel like we want to stand close to somebody or step away, we're really feeling other people's energy fields, and we're always continually in and out, intertwined in other people's energy fields. And this also has to do direct relation with the emotional body. Let's say you have something that you don't even know. Maybe somebody said something to you when you were 3 or 4, and it sort of stayed with you unconsciously and in the subconscious. But what happens when you get older, that it lays like an overlay, a little bit of a trauma on the cell, which allows you and causes you to make certain choices, because everything is perspective. So as we get older, these choices, and some people call them patterns, really begin to affect our lives. If you don't go back and seek the seed of this and unravel it, until it's a blessing, until it's such a place of gratitude in your heart that you're saying, thank you, what happens is it continues on, not only in your life, but unconsciously in the lives of everybody you come in contact with. If you have children, if you have grandchildren, if you haven't done your own work, I invite you to just start doing it now, because unconsciously our relatives, our kin, the people we love the most in our life are unconsciously picking up these little traumas from our cells. So, and I didn't make that up, actually. That's a John Bradshaw statement. He used to say, if you don't pass it back, you pass it on.
Ah, okay. But it's true. It gets in the field, the resonant field, you know, not just a cellular level, but the field, it's absorbed, and then the pattern is recreated and passed on.
Exactly. And that's why a lot of people who say, well, you know, my parents used to hit me, so I'm never going to ever touch my child. And these people end up being, you know, abusive to their children, and they're like, what happened? And how could that be? It's unbelievable to them, and it's because it's ingrained on their cells. So the answer is get someplace and unravel this. You know, come to intentional wellness. Begin to unravel look in the mirror, because it's always about you. And when things happen in relationships, whether it's business or personal, it's always a reflection on, okay, this has been a catalyst. And when you have a catalyst come into your life, that means that something about you is ready, willing, and able to be healed. Most people don't look at it that way. They get angry, they get divorced, they get whatever it is, and they just go on with their life. If you took a little time to stop and really get into what is this, then water seeks its own level. So as these traumas come off, you begin to attract a different kind of energy, attract a different kind of field. And, I mean, that's the answer. That's what we're all seeking, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And that, I find that, you know, as we're moving more into that realm of the soul, that more of this comes up. It's like clearing that energetic highway, byway, or filtering system or expression system, whatever you want to call it. It seems like there's even more of a focus on this type of work and getting that, you know, in a way we could call, I guess, soul clarity, you know.
Right. Yeah, and it's timely. The time has come. And even though a lot of people are saying, oh, you know, no, what are you talking about? You can go into the strangest places and talk to people at all different levels of executive levels, and you'll find a number of them will go, you know, I've had this happening to me.
Mm-hmm.
And you can kind of go, well, guess what? You know, you can, you know, try to get it on your own, or connect yourself with some of these strange people that they call awakened people, like all of us, right? And and start to learn about it.
Now, enlighten me, please. In the chat is asking Sheila that I noticed that I would choose the same men in my life that were Lou. Realize it was the father that I was attracting. I had to clear that feeling of being abandoned by him. Now that's a good point. That's triggers. There are these triggers.
Absolutely. And I can give you another clear example of that. If someone, I'll use myself as an example, and this will help that person to unwind. Listen to this, what I'm saying and how it works. When I was born, my father was 55 years old. I came from, my parents are much older. He already had a heart condition. So even when I was 2 and 3, it was always, you know, be careful not to upset Daddy. Watch, you know, be careful of Daddy. I mean, I love my father to pieces. But at a very young age, we all became caretakers because my father was ill. He had a temper that goes right along with a heart condition. Is a short fuse. And, you know, so when someone's blood pressure is going up and they're getting upset, you might look at them and think, this person may have a heart condition. Anyway, and then they're sorry. But what happened was when I made my choice way back when, in the late 60s, when I got married, guess what? I married somebody who had a temper. I couldn't figure it out for the longest time. But what happens is no matter what our source figures, which is our parents usually, do to us, or what happens, we view that original source as love. So, you know, if somebody raised their voice or got angry and then was sorry or whatever, I felt inside. Now, this is all subconsciously, mind you, unconscious.
Right.
I felt that was love. So I was drawn, just like this girl you're talking about, drawn to that original feeling of love, that source figure, when actually it was the wound that my father had that was attracting me. So what happens is we need to start doing some exploration on ourselves and clear up the trauma on ourselves from that original wound. And when that clears, then you are actually standing in your own shoes and able to stand without this pattern around you. Many, many people never have the opportunity to stand in their own shoes because they haven't stopped to do the work that it takes. And I wish they taught this stuff in school. You know, everybody, before you can get out of high school, they'll do some of this work.
That's my dream. Oh, starting in school.
Yeah, exactly. But this woman that was talking to, that is the basis of her patterns, and she already has realized that it was from her father. It could be, and it could be multi-generational. So what's the next step? The next step is to find a way, have her call me, have her come to the next Intentional Wellness, because this is what we do. We go back, and I teach people how to identify this original seed, and we actually do the work. There's only one real way to heal all 100 trillion cells at once, and that's in the quantum field. Outside, what we know is...
you have to work with the quantum.
Yep.
You have to work with the resonant field, not the mind. And I think people are starting to realize that it can't be on the mental plane, it can't be on the cognitive talkie-talkie plane, but you have to go, beyond that. You have to extend...
The wound is on the heart. You know, I mean, the wound is in the cells, and the heart is the mechanism that interprets our life. So until you can do all the talking you want, you can do all the reading you want, it's all wonderful. Everything is great. But until you're willing to really stop and do your own heart work and clear the cells in your own being, then that's when you really begin to move forward. So I invite everybody to do the work.
Yeah, always about. Now, Sheila, what have you been, let's see, and actually we have another caller, so let's get to that first. Hi, 901-406, welcome to the program. Hello, 901-406, you're on Awakenings. Okay, well, I don't, maybe they're just listening, but you have the one pressed. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, hi. You're on the you're on Awakenings.
Hi, how are you?
Great. And to whom am I speaking with?
This is Lanisa. I stepped away from the phone, but looks like I came back in the room.
Okay.
And,
hi, Lanisa. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
Did you have a question or a comment?
Well, I missed the show. I just tuned in. I don't know what the topic is, or can I ask about anything, or?
Well, go for it. You know.
Well, just
we can
a
always
question.
Say I don't know.
Yesterday, I need some spiritual insight, I guess. Maybe it's not a spiritual thing, but something really weird happened yesterday. I kept getting phone calls on my cell phone from my cell phone number without me dialing them. I looked and I have an incoming call, and it would be coming from my cell phone. And I thought that was very strange. It happened about 5 times. I look up and look at the call, and it's coming from my number as an incoming call. Do you get anything on that?
Do you think somebody's trying to reach you?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a fluke with the phone or if it's something else.
That's a very, very unique happening. I actually have never heard of that, but when you were talking, I felt the presence of an older woman.
Okay.
Is there somebody trying to get a hold of you? She may even be passed away or on the other
side. I've actually had that happen, yeah. Twice,
yeah.
Within the same period of time.
It went on, it started about 9:30 yesterday morning, and the last call came in at about 8. And it rings one time, and I was so startled the first time I didn't answer it, but it seemed to cut off after one ring. And then when I did answer it, there was just like a complete silence.
Hmm.
And I got a funny feeling associated with it.
Right. Well, and that funny feeling, you might want to take the time to sit down and close your eyes and just ask, just connect. Is there somebody, you know, from the other side in a good way wanting to connect with me? Because
yeah.
I got kind of the image or the feeling of an older woman. She had beautiful gray, but it was kind of curlyish hair, and she may even be on the other side. So I don't know if that relates to anything, but that was kind of the image I got when you were talking.
Okay.
Yeah.
And another reason why I asked is that last year, around right about this time, I moved into a haunted house, and there was a spirit there just making all kinds of noises, and it got so crazy until I moved out of the house abruptly. And when these calls started coming in, it just took me back to that. And like I said, I got this funny feeling, so I just want to ask somebody what they think about it.
Well, it could be that, and I like what Sheila's saying, to kind of get quiet and see, because it can sometimes, when we're doing a lot of shifting, a lot of, and I know this has happened with me, a lot of electronic equipment,
mm-hmm.
Would, you know, go off or, you know, bleep or not work or speed up or, and sometimes it's a message to us.
Mm-hmm.
Also, are we listening to us? Is there something we're not listening? Because spirit will work through the electromagnetics, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had also a situation once where with my iPhone, and I'd been thinking of chanting more and doing a different type of meditation, and every time I was walking the only songs that were coming up, because the iPhone has this thing that sometimes the iPod in it, the music part, will just start playing just by itself.
Mm-hmm.
The only song, and believe me, I don't know, I have probably over 8,000 songs or something on there, 1,000 at least. I think it's like 8,000. So they're all, the only songs that were coming up and playing on their own were all kirtan, all chanting songs, all spiritual songs. No matter what. At first it kind of, you know, and I even, the technician that I got the phone from that helps me with a lot of my electrical stuff and electronics and phones, and he said, was it on show? I said, no. And he goes, that's almost impossible. I said, I know, believe me. And it was a different one. It wasn't always the same chant. Sometimes it was. So I started chanting. I thought, you know what, I've been thinking about it, and there's no reason I can't chant while I'm on my hike. Instead of thinking, I can be, you know, bringing that into my spiritual practice. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Can you believe that?
A wonderful and unique relationship with your iPhone.
I know it was. Well, first it really kind of freaked me out. I mean, I was like, number one, I didn't know that it can do that. But the fact that it was just picking chance, I found was very interesting. That was my message. I listened. I'm like, okay. And now it's not doing it anymore. So I incorporated the chanting back into my, more than what just, once or twice a month, but, doing it a few times a week and sometimes actually daily.
Well, I'm going to keep my eyes and ears open to see if there are any messages. And this was just yesterday, and I haven't had any calls today at all. By yesterday, this time I'd had about three. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, I invite you to also close your eyes, because when you close your eyes, the energy goes within, and you're more likely to connect when your eyes are closed. So keep your eyes and ears open, but then also close your eyes and keep your ears open.
I guess there's going to be a lot of surprising things going on, because last year I was so surprised to move into that house and have it be haunted. And these things, it wasn't electrical equipment that was, that it was happening to. I was literally having loud, deliberate noises in the next room, the sound of crashing glass. The only thing that was electrical was the doorbell. It would just ring, and nobody's there. And
we are electrical.
And that's,
we are electrical beings.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why that we have... sometimes an unseen but a real connection to everything that's electric.
Mm-hmm.
We have, current running through our body. That's what keeps us, that's why we're alive.
Yeah.
Every cell has a measurable electrical charge.
Mm-hmm. I've got a strange one. I can't even wear a watch, because if I do, the battery goes dead soon after I put it on.
And here's a similarity. Years ago, I had a situation, and I was, again, doing some shifts in my life and doing a lot of deep interplane work and actually a lot of chanting, too, as I recall. And my watch was jumping ahead 5-10 minutes, then an hour. And then the clock in my room was doing the same thing. And so I couldn't... All kinds of things. I remember at one point I couldn't wear silver jewelry. I couldn't, especially turquoise, because that is a cleansing. I was over-cleansed. I could only wear gold. So a lot of, we are electromagnetic. We are, mineral. We metals absorb things. As we shift, our relationship to time can shift as well. So
right.
Do you find that you are in a shift?
Yeah, I think I am. I really do. I've got a lot of changes going on, and I've changed my mind about a lot of things in life. And I'm actually making the changes. There was a time of wanting to, and now it's like there are a lot of natural things that I'm, accepting and doing. And I'm feeling a lot more peace, and seems like I'm doing some manifesting now.
Okay.
Being able to call things into existence. And, not without worrying about it and having more faith that I'm going to be okay and that all is well.
Excellent.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just the fact that you allow faith and hope to replace fear will just absolutely supercharge the manifesting.
Yes. Like I'm finally there. I was just afraid of this and afraid of that and afraid this might happen. And so I've kind of just let go and said, I just receive my highest good and just not worry about the how to and the when and the what.
Right.
But
oh,
at
you're
the same
awesome.
Time,
that's excellent. Awesome.
Creating my reality.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and see, there it is. That's so there's going to be an out picturing, on the physical plane or denser plane of your inner shifting.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling in. Wonderful.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thanks for your help and your insight.
Blessings.
Continue to listen.
Wonderful energy.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, people are figuring it out. It's fabulous, and we are more electric. And I really think the veils, you know, they say the veils are so thin, and really that's exactly what they're talking about. There's a little bit of crossover, and some different things are happening with electrical things and communication in all ways, and I think it's exciting.
Yeah. One of the things, too, I think people have to remember, too, is that a lot of the products, a lot of the machines we have don't yet have the up-leveling of consciousness or the vibrational frequency. So if you are shifting and there's an expansion and because of that shift in your vibrational frequency and your consciousness, then sometimes things won't be as much of a match until that frequency is more infused in the next layers or next generations of our machines and products.
That's a good point. That is a good point. You know, because electrical energy and just like sound waves is a frequency, and everything is evolving, as we all know. you blink, and every 2 weeks, everything is changing because it's being upgraded or changed. It's like, how do we keep up with this?
I know, and we're being upgraded. It's like a constant upgrading.
We are absolutely.
Hello, and caller 3. It's a Skype call. This is you. Are you? Welcome to Awakenings.
No, this is me.
Ah, this is, of course, Queen Goddess. You know who you are.
No, I do, and I'm so grateful that I do. How are you and your guest, Sheila?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you.
Good. I called for a number of reasons. I was listening, and I heard you talking about multiple streams of income, and what came to me was, versatility, and it's a wonderful time to be a Gemini and to look into that energy, because there was a time when that was thought of, you know, people being able to do so many things and versatility, and it was thought of as scattered energy. But right now it's a wonderful time to be a Gemini and to tap into that kind of energy from my perspective. And the other was working with the children and being able to teach the things that you're talking about. And I think it's wonderful that you get to the core of what is happening with people so that they can realign themselves to the core essence of their divinity. But working with the children, I'm an artisan, and I'll be working with children for 5 sessions. And I'm so excited about that because, it varies. You know, sometimes there's work and sometimes there isn't in that particular arena. And to be able to incorporate the metaphysical, the spiritual, intertwined with the creative, which, of course, is all intertwined, is such a blessing. So some of us are able to do that now. And the children are very receptive to it and, you know, without labeling it and doing it.
Right. Well, thank you. That's so true. I mean, the children are the future, and yeah, Gemini is the communication and the higher mind, and the forever student, always seeking to learn and that yearning for the higher mind. So it is a good time for Gemini, and it is a good time for diversity, like you were saying. And the children, I mean, our children are the answer, and the children coming in are so awakened, and it's just amazing. What kind of work do you do with the children? You said you're an artisan, so do you help with the like painting and art and things?
It ranges from painting, art, jewelry making, clay. I've been asked to teach poetry, and I will intertwine, and I'm excited about that because I do poetry. It comes to me now like, wow, that's my meditation in the morning often, is is some fluid poetry, and to be able to take the poetry and intertwine, like what's coming to me as I'm in preparation is, we could, you know, address issues of money, and when they write them down and speak them, that's going to shed so much light and give me direction as to where to take them, or what it's like to live in the country opposed to the city. So the poetry is like giving me a vast canvas in which to paint. If I talk about flowers with them, they can draw flowers. I am so excited because it's just opened up so many arenas for me, and being multi-talented, I can go in so many directions dealing with poetry. So I do a lot of things, but this particular time it's going to be poetry.
Well, that's wonderful. And has this been a new, kind of a new endeavor or a new opening for you?
The poetry? Yes, a reemergence of things of the past, and but enhanced with life experience and awareness.
Yeah, thanks, Zane. That's really the ticket. I feel like a lot of us who were part of the 60s clan, where we were so awakened and then kind of put to sleep a little bit, and now it's a reemergence, it's a reawakening, and like you said, with all of the experiences and the wisdoms that we've come to and learned over the years. So thank you for sharing, and that's wonderful. Congratulations on your position.
Well, I thank you for listening, and I'm very grateful that it came for me. Actually, it's something I started with these people 20 years ago. I've been in and out of their programs, and they called me back and offered me something at a price that I could accept, and I'm grateful. So thank you, and much success with what you are doing, because like I said, getting to the core, when the woman talked about the relationship, I mean, I could feel the essence of what you do from your response to what she spoke on and how you responded to it. So I thank you for your work.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Yeah. Blessings to you.
Same to you both.
Blessings.
One thing I wanted to, and we want to leave a little bit of time because I definitely want to, you have a new recording, so you've been back in the studio, I take it.
It actually Sounds of the Soul. I am going back in the studio because I am creating some more CDs, but the one you have there is the original Angelic Sound. And we can play it or not play it. It's, you know, whatever you want to do.
Well, I'd like to. I'm intuitive seeing you back in the studio, so maybe you're due to go back.
I certainly am. Thank you.
We need more of that Sounds of the Soul. That was amazing, that angelic tones. Oh. I could hear the other caller still. Now, Sheila, what is your you're doing obviously the presenting of the climate project, and I also want to give the best email or best website address and also email if that's relevant for people to connect with you. Is that the Open Wisdom Institute one? Because you used to have another one as well.
Open Wisdom Institute is the website. I will be having a new website for Life Solutions, but that's not up yet. And the best email for me is openwisdom@cox.net, COX.net. That's openwisdom@cox.net.
Net, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I do have the next Intention of Wellness is going to be in October, and I am running a 30-day special, so if you go to the site and click on Intentional Wellness, you can look at that there, and that's where we actually do the work. So it's time for people to get on board and be a part of this shift, and that includes, you know, looking within and doing our own work. So
it's a spiral effect, so, right? Not ending, but...
Beginning. It's a beginning. And going, I would like to say something about that. I mean, I hope if we are creating reality as we are thinking it, and if some of the genres are true, it's time that everybody realize that 2012 is an opening. It's a beginning, not an ending. It's really the beginning, the timeline and the beginning of the new way. And that's why it's really important. It's kind of we're racing towards the truth, sort of, you know, sort of racing for what is. And we're all in it, and we're all feeling it, and sometimes it feels like very turbulent waters. And that's where we're being asked to use our inherent, divinely given, how do we say it, divinely given attitudes. The attitude of gratitude.
Right. Attitude of gratitude. And yeah, and it's also kind of, you know, getting into that space where you do feel that.
Yeah.
Connecting in with that gratitude, because sometimes it's hard to feel that, but it's there.
And that's, you know, when in the very, very toughest of times, in the middle of anger, in the middle of thinking, how could this happen? I invite everybody who's listening and even people who aren't. That's when you take a breath, when that moment comes that you realize how upset you really are, take a breath and stop, and just stop.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down where you are and say thank you, even if it's just for that very moment, because fear cannot live where there's gratitude. Fear cannot live where there's hope. So if you sit down and grasp and hold on to that gratitude, even if you sometimes fake it till you make it, just hold on to that gratitude, because it's there. It's deep within you, and it's really time that we call on that and utilize that and allow it to open our hearts to the new way.
Mm-hmm. And Sheila, just touch on a bit your, you know, book and also tool for the astrology, which looks at the energy, right? The energy that's...
Absolutely. Thank you for mentioning it, yeah. Well, there's a number of tools in the toolbox now. There are But the reading the language of the cosmos is really a must for everybody, because it has a daily chart in there of what energies we are in. Like in the last couple of days, like this woman said yesterday, she had some strange things happen. Well, in the last few days, we've been in the energy of Cancer. Cancer can bring on the energy of Cancer when it comes down. And that doesn't mean you have to be the sign Cancer. It affects everybody. And sometimes it can bring on kind of a melancholy. It can cause you to feel doubt. Sometimes it can cause you to feel isolated and a little bit hopeless. And thank goodness, a lot of people say, I don't know what happened. A couple days ago, I was feeling just awful. And I woke up today and was feeling unbelievably great. Well, guess what? It's because we're in the energy of Leo. And Leo is ruled by the sun. And Leo, you know, is like the shining star. And so today is a very strong day. But just knowing and having a heads up of how other people will be behaving and having a heads up on what it means, knowing when the retrogrades are, knowing when the best time to start a relationship or a new job or a new position or create something, know when to put your marketing out. I mean, it's really amazing. And it's called Reading the Language of the Cosmos. It's the 2010 Astrology Guide, but it's so much more. It's the energy of the universe and how it affects you on a daily basis. So, and they can get that on the Open Wisdom website. They can get that at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com.
And really, isn't astrology is really the cause, right? The cosmos. It's really... It is the energy of the cosmos. It might be in a form of what we call aspects or planetary influences, but we're really talking about energy, right?
Absolutely, because everything is energy, and we are ruled by lunar energy. All water on this planet is ruled by the energy coming from the moon. It you know, has the control of the tides and everything else. And since we are a good 70 to 80% water, guess what? This lunar energy affects us all in a very big way. So, yeah.
Mm. Mm.
And those that are just now tuning in, we have some other people listening on the line and in the chat room. We are speaking with Sheila Z. Sterling, and you can connect with her at openwisdominstitute.com and also find out more about her intentional wellness workshop experiences as well and other services and tools that she has. Sheila, this has been wonderful, as always. You've got a lot going on, and you're just, what a gift you are to so many. And you're really walking your path with purpose, and it's wonderful to dialogue and share with you.
Oh, thank you so much. I feel the same about you. I just love coming on this show. You're such an awakened soul, and you have such a wonderful sphere of energy around you. So I love coming back again and again.
Oh, open invitation, because I really love what you're doing. And just one thing I love about you is you'll get an idea or a flash, and you just go for it. You know, like being the climate presenter, presenter of the climate project, you know, it's you just felt that call and put it out there, and there it is, you know.
Yeah, you have to, when spirit calls, we just watch for the signs. There's always signs. We just have to keep our eyes open.
Yeah, isn't that? Yeah, yeah. Keep the eyes open, and then and not too much me. The spotlight's on you. You know, it's like, go. Are you sure?
Yeah, that questioning. Don't question, just do.
I love it. Don't question, just do.
Yeah, the divine light is shining over there. Just run for the flight.
That's right. Oh, gosh. Well, keep us posted of what's going on. And, of course, you have an open invite to come back. And anything that you have that you want to let people know about.
I have
just
a new book coming out. It's going to be released in mid-June. It's a little bit different, though. And it's a fascinating book. I'll tell you the title, but nothing about it. It's called Love and Illusion. And, yeah, so maybe we'll talk about it later.
Yeah, Love and Illusion. Yes, you piqued my interest. So definitely have to come back and talk about that. Absolutely.
Well, you have a wonderful day. And thank you to all the listeners and all the people out there. I just love and blessings and highest good.
Thank you, Sheila. And we're going to just end with a little bit of your Sounds of the Soul as well. So, again, we've been speaking with Sheila Z. Sterling, and the website is openwisdominstitute.com. Yes. And thank you all, listener participants, for being a part of Awakenings and keeping us as a featured show. Awakenings is a featured program as well as in the top 200 out of all the Blog Talk Radio shows. Sponsored, et cetera, et cetera. Awakenings is right there because of all of you. And number 3 in spirituality and number 50 on iTunes in spirituality. So thank you all for the co-creation that you all have done. It wouldn't be happening if it wasn't for all of you. So again, connect on the Awakenings Facebook page, Awakenings Radio on Facebook, and Awakenings Radio at selfandlight.com for guest suggestions. And until next time, continue to share your insight and shine your light. That was Sheila Z. Sterling. Sounds. Until next time, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and keep waiting.